Hello, and on behalf of Codex Polaris and our partners from the Nordic countries, I would like to thank the Codex Foundation for collaborating with us for the last 2 years. I have the pleasure to introduce the three Nordic speakers who are going to be talking today. And I start with Pist Prota from Denmark. Pist Prota is a journal like no other. Firstly, because it is rare that a Danish journal has dedicated to contemporary art has survived for so many years. Pist Prota is the oldest existing art journal in Denmark. And secondly, because it doesn't look like any other art journal. May I introduce the editors, Åsa A. Jørgensen, the two Jespers, Jesper Fabricus and Jesper Rasmussen. Thank you.
Yes, hello all of you. This is Jesper Fabricius, and I'm Åsa, and this is Jesper Rasmussen. And well, we started this project in 1981, and we were not so, I think we were in our early 20s by then. So we were sort of living in the countryside, and we wanted to do some book, but then we decided it would be nice to do a kind of magazine, because you could then repeat, and if you made a not so well issue, then you could always overwrite it by the next issue. From the start, we sort of had some dogmatic rules. First rule is that it should never look like itself. It should always change format. It should change. It changes the way it's printed. It might be printed in offset or letterpress or copy printed or whatever. And it should be about art. It shouldn't be about art. It should be art in itself. And then it's very image based. So you won't find articles about some artist in our magazine. It would be a collection of images, and it would be very often we'll invite artists to do projects in the magazine. So you could say that in a way it might as well be a space for art as a magazine, an art magazine. We also want to use, we go back to the handheld character. We also try to use original material in it. So like you might have a wood print or a liner card or some photograph that is reproduced in the 600 copies that we do of the magazine, and then it's in the magazine and you have it. It's published by Space Poetry, which is actually his publishing. He's the publisher of his project, but he also publishes under the name of Space Poetry. He also publishes artist books of different kinds. And it was set up, we set up the Space Poetry before we set up his project. It has turned out to be also a kind of laboratory for exploring graphic possibilities. Since we started in 1981, we've also done the history of analog to digital layout and reproducing graphic material, and it's. Yeah, you can. If you had the access to the whole series of Pist Prota, you could easily see when we started to be able to do our own typesetting on the computer, because it was really a revolution for us. And then we have here an example of one of the issues where we invited guest editors and collaborating artists we invited for each part. We wanted to do an atlas because the school atlas is somehow determining the worldview we have, because we have these very strong images of our own country, and since Denmark is a very small country and it's just in the center of this, it's the first thing you meet in the school atlas in Denmark. So later also, it's very big compared to, for instance, California on the maps, and at the Atlantic Ocean is definitely the most important ocean at all. So you might say that we could make a more subjective version of a school atlas, and that's what you see here behind, or you just saw, I can see. Then we collaborated with different guest editors. I think you have to stop me when it's time is going. Yes, that's nice. So we invited guest editors for every world area, that we divided the world into 7 areas, and they again invited other artists. So it was a collaboration of very many people that went into this issue of the magazine. And then I'll just say a few words about this one. It's one of the recent numbers, and it's on the table in Codex, and it refers to errors in printmaking. So it's also in itself the errors available, and we had collaborations with artists here. This was one of them. That they printed sort of in offset or risal print, or tried to manifest the errors that you can experience in printmaking.
Yeah. August, can you hear me? Yes. Oh yes, it's better now. Yeah. Oh, I want to talk about this magazine number 22, and it will come back to actually when we started, because when we started we were, as I already told you, we were very young, and we were also living very far out in the countryside, and we really didn't have anything, any connection to the art life in Denmark. And so we wanted to be artists, or we consider ourselves as artists, but we were aware that no one else considers us as artists. So then we got the idea we could make the art magazine to be known as artists, because others before us had made art magazines and had become famous artists. And so we started this, and we didn't really become famous. But in some way, after a few issues, we found out that that this magazine was our space. It was our gallery space. So we had this space, and we could invite people to exhibit in this space. And for example, in this number 22, we made it into a museum. So we were not only editors of an art magazine, we were also museum directors, which was much, much better. And this museum, you can see we have a door here, very imposing. Can you see anything? But you can see it. You can see it up there. And we had this thing that we had doors between all the rooms in the museum. Maybe you can also sense it here. And yeah, this was quite nice for us to be museum directors.
And maybe you could also say this image, if you go back one. We installed
a liner cut in perspective in one of the rooms. So So this heart, it's actually an original lino cut that was glued into each issue, each copy of this issue.
Yes, and I will talk shortly about this issue, which is called number 34. And when you go through it, you go to number 35 immediately, and then to 36, and 37, and so on until I think 45. And then, of course, you have the backsides. And so actually, this issue is a collection of covers for Thought magazines. And in some of them, we do have like the content list. But it was very easy to make because there is no content. And in that way, we could also invite very famous artists to participate, and and of course we didn't invite them, and some of them noticed that they were in this magazine, and I know one who has put it in his CV that he is in this magazine. So, yeah, and it was also because, oh, it's so fun to make the covers. And actually, who cares about the content? So, yeah, it was a great party for us. And yeah, maybe you will talk.
Yeah, maybe there's some time left. Yes, in 2011, we was actually going to issue Peace Project number 70. After been working with it for 30 years. And of course we wanted to celebrate that anniversary because 30 years is quite a long time for an artist-run magazine. But then we thought that, 30 years anniversary, that's very good, but 50 years anniversary would be much better. So we didn't issue Peace Project number 70, instead we issued Peace Project 116 from the year 2031. That would allow us to have a 50 years anniversary. Unfortunately, we didn't bring it here today, but you can see it up there. No, and it's this science fiction future issue of the magazine. We asked a lot of artists to contribute with material as if it was from year 2031. And I think you can change, yes. And for instance, there was also to celebrate the magazine in the future. And of course, there was diagrams of how the magazine had developed all over those 50 years. And if you change. And also there was a very established art historian to write an essay about the whole history of our magazine. And of course, he was a little nervous because it would probably harm his academic reputation, but he survived, and he did that, so that was very fine. And he created some kind of story about those fictive issues that we will do in the future. And then we did an exhibition in three museums in Denmark, where we actually wanted to show the magazine over these 50 years, and we of course we had all the 69 first editions, those we had, and then we asked for about 40 artists to create each dummy of a future magazine, and they just got a year, let's say 2026, and a number. So and then they created that, and we produced this compendium, this catalog about the magazine, where you can see a description of all the issues, also and also those future issues that those artists thought that the magazine would look like. We also asked another art historian actually wrote a registrant, a description, you see there, in a very archival way with typewriter, also about all the 116 issue. But that's actually written in Polish because he thought that in the future, in 2027, we will move from Denmark to Poland, and so it's Google Translate Polish, so I don't think it's that accurate. Then today producers many of those issues that were represented as the future, and of course we don't follow any of those paths that others laid out. Now we just, for instance, we have this number that is about catastrophes with the images we got from the internet, and we just made them all black and white and put them in this, we cut up this pages, so we have this catastrophic or chaotic deconstruction of the pictures. And when in the future we reach, we come to year 2031, and we don't have to do 116, we can jump that and go directly from 115 to 117. Yes? Thank you.